is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
Now, you may know that reporter Ewan Calloway loves hobbits. No, not the Lord of the Rings type, but the ancient species of human. The hobbit, the nickname of Homo floresiensis, is a particularly interesting species. The first hobbit fossil was found on the island of Flores in Indonesia. And it shocked researchers because it was so tiny, only a metre tall, and with a tiny brain to match. Researchers have a lot of questions about the hobbit, but two major ones are, how did it get there, and how did it end up so small? There are two new papers about hobbits in this week's issue, so Ewan rang up Gert Vandenberg, who's been involved with the new discoveries.
When Homo floresiensis, the hobbit, some people called it, when it was discovered, what were some of the lingering mysteries about it and where it had come from?
Well, there were several opinions about the origins of Homo floresiensis. The most credible ones were that it was derived from Homo erectus. Homo erectus is our direct ancestor, and we know that it was present in Southeast Asia, in particular in Java. But Homo floresiensis had this mix of primitive and advanced characteristics, and some people think that it might have even be derived from a more primitive human, which was small-bodied, like Homo habilis or even Australopithecus. But the problem with that hypothesis is that no Homo habilis or Australopithecus has ever been found outside Africa.
So tell us about your latest discovery.
Well, latest discovery, we have been digging in several sites in a basin, and we find a lot of fossils of Stegodon, of elephants, also of rats, crocodiles, Komodo dragons, frogs, birds. And then in 2014, 3 weeks before the end of the last field season, then it was bingo. We had the first molar, and then the next day an incisor and a piece of cranium.
These fossils that you found, do they look like hobbits? Do they look like Homo floresiensis?
Yeah, that was totally unexpected, actually, because the layers where we are digging are about 600,000 years older than Homo floresiensis. We thought that the hypothesis that Homo floresiensis was a dwarfed form of Homo erectus was the most likely one. So we expected, actually, to find in those early layers a big-bodied Homo erectus-like species. But instead, what we have found now in these old layers are fossils of a human very similar to Homo floresiensis and even a little bit smaller.
What do they tell us about Homo floresiensis and the lingering mysteries surrounding it?
Well, the most important thing is that 700,000 years ago, Homo floresiensis was already had this small-bodied form. And also, the morphology of the teeth is more or less intermediate between Homo erectus and Homo floresiensis. So we can now with reasonable certainty say that Homo floresiensis is very likely derived from Homo erectus. That population of humans remained isolated for a million years. So it's kind of a natural experiment in human evolution. And that's what makes it so intriguing.
If you've got this potential ancestor of Homo floresiensis at, 700,000 years ago, and it's already tiny. I don't know when Homo erectus dates to in Indonesia, but it's not a whole lot time before that. I mean, is that a really quick shrinking, if you will?
No, that's quite surprising that it happened so fast, because we know that humans were present on Flores about 1 million years ago, and then 300,000 years later, they were already as small as Homo floresiensis. So they have reduced their body size by about half.
I'm a reporter, and I've written I don't know how many stories about Homo floresiensis, more than a dozen. And every time there's always this lingering mystery about where they came from. Are we finally getting any closer to making sense of this fossil with your team's discovery?
Yes, yes. I think we do. I think we have now strong evidence that Homo erectus was probably the ancestor. There's still many questions, of course, that we don't know. And actually, we would also like more evidence. So we would like to have a skull. Because another intriguing aspect of Homo floresiensis is that if it is indeed derived from Homo erectus, that means that the brain size of Homo erectus would have shrunk more than its body size. So it was his brain is relatively smaller than you should expect purely on a smaller body size. So that means that maybe under specific conditions, like on an island, our brain can have a kind of reversed evolution. Maybe they did not need so much brain, great brain mass to survive on Flores. It was a relatively simple ecosystem. Then maybe the brain has shrunk, and that means that they would require less food because the brain is a very expensive organ.
That was Gert Vandenberg from the University of Wollongong, Australia, speaking on the phone from Indonesia to reporter Ewan Calloway. You can find Ewan's full report, as well as the two papers on the new discovery, at nature.com/nature. And there's even a short film about the find on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/nature video channel.